And we're going to turn to NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving now to talk about an eventful week in politics. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
President Trump was in Ohio on Thursday. He was expected to talk about his infrastructure plan. Crowd got a little something different, didn't they?
You know, the staging was just fine. There were lots of shiny new colorful hard hats, but the president had been cooped up for several days with no public appearances, and he apparently needed to vent. So Ohio got a flashback to 2016. The president talked about Syria and Korea and NASA and Obamacare and Hillary and immigration and Roseanne Barr's new show and how well that's doing. And he did say that we had spent trillions and trillions building up foreign countries while allowing our own infrastructure to fall into total disrepair. But he did not talk much about his own plans for actual roads and bridges.
Is it just hard to do that right now, or he goes with the crowd? What happens?
Infrastructure is a subject he likes to mention, but not dwell upon. And at this point, he has given us the outline of a big program for roads and bridges, but it relies on the states and private companies to put up most of the money and make it happen. So infrastructure just doesn't seem to engage his imagination the way foreign policy does.
And about that Syria pledge, are U.S. military leaders concerned that what seems to be a pretty spontaneous vow to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria will just give back the territory to ISIS and its allies?
Military leaders don't have news conferences to dictate policy, but they have said again and again, and sometimes in public, that they think that they need to stay in Syria until ISIS is utterly eradicated there. Now, the president said in Ohio that we would be out, quote, like very soon, and that has stirred concern within the ranks.
The president mentioned his ouster of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. Some members of the Trump administration had signaled that for some time. Mr. Shulkin, of course, is a holdover from the Obama administration, and there have been questions about some of his travel. But it seems that there are other reasons, too.
The president mentioned only the issue of efficiency in the VA. But Shulkin himself says that other players in the administration in the White House wanted him and the VA to move faster in getting private sector care for vets as an alternative to the VA. And there are some vets who get some private care now, but there are powerful elements within the administration and outside the administration who want to be much more aggressive in moving in that direction. And both Shulkin and his deputy are opposed to privatization and wanted to protect the idea of the VA as we've known it.
President Trump appointed as his replacement Dr. and Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, a White House physician. Some people have questioned his qualifications to lead a major federal agency. And I wonder, does this spotlight questions that have been raised about the qualifications of, we can list the many people in Mr. Trump's cabinet?
Ronnie Jackson has been the White House physician under three presidents. He's best known for that January news conference in which he praised President Trump's health, said he could easily serve in healthy two terms. But it does raise again the issue of personal chemistry over conventional qualifications.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
The Trump administration has added a new question to the 2020 census. It asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? This is the first time the census has included a citizenship question since the 1950s, and more than 160 mayors have signed a letter that says the question may lower participation by immigrants and compromise the results of the census, which is used to figure government services and legislative boundaries. Greg Stanton is the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, and joins us now. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
You signed this letter. What's your concern about how this question might affect your city?
Well, the purpose of the census, of course, is to get an accurate count of all people who are here in the United States of America. And a question about citizenship will inevitably result in a significant undercount. We'll have the impact of having many, many people who are here in our country be concerned about answering those questions, likely then not answering those questions, not participating in the census. And by doing so, we won't get an accurate count, and we won't be able to distribute those important federal dollars evenly throughout the country.
And how do you answer the concern that among the jobs the census has to figure is how many people might reside in the United States who might not be citizens?
Well, the primary job of the census is to get an accurate count of the number of people who are here, not to play politics or to get involved in the controversial issues as it relates to immigration. It's to try to get an accurate count.
From your perspective, Mr. Mayor, help us understand what federal programs you're most worried about in your city.
Well, look, as a mayor of a major American city, I want to fight for every dollar that the people of our community deserve. So whether it be dollars related to Medicaid so that working families and poor families can get the health care that they deserve, whether it be CDBG, Community Development Block Grant, which supports great nonprofits building our neighborhoods so they can be as strong as possible. What about LIHEAP, which is a low-income energy assistance program? In Phoenix, it gets really hot, and that heat can be deadly. And if they don't have that energy assistance, it can really harm a family. So that's just a flavor of a few of the programs that I'm passionate about.
Have you gotten any kind of bipartisan support, Mr. Mayor?
We just found out over the last few days that this question is going to be added. And I think once more Arizonans figure this out, what's at risk, what we could lose as a state, I'm confident that both political leadership and business leadership and nonprofit community and people that represent our neighborhoods throughout our city and state, they're going to come together and say, this is simply not fair or appropriate to the state of Arizona. And if you love our state, and I do love our state, you got to make sure that the census is fair and captures everyone, and we shouldn't politicize it and add questions that will inevitably lead to an undercount.
Greg Stanton is the mayor of Phoenix. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.